Z104, well, it's an absolutely gorgeous day. The sun is super bright right now because, honey, we are in the month of June, and that means Pride, honey. I am so excited because I have one of my dearest friends and community icons joining me in studio today. In honor of Pride Month, this beauty has been recognized and awarded so many stinking times. It's incredible. So listen to this. She's been awarded with the Wisconsin Legendary Drag Award, Youth Empowerment Award, Madison Pride Queen Emeritus, National Entertainer of the Year Femme 2017, Wisconsin Advocate Award, and she's a legendary drag artist, AIDS activist, and trans woman who has been a member of our beautiful area of Madtown's LGBTQ+ and drag since 1980s. Say hello, Madison, to such a beautiful soul from the inside out, Miss Cass Marie Domino. Hello, my love.
Hi, girl. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I am so happy to have you here, Cass. I mean, I know everybody right now listening knows who you are, and you just make us always so smile. So it's just always so great to see you, my love.
Always great to see you, Krista, and everybody in our community. I just love the love, and I love seeing the people.
Well, listen, the love is all about you right now. Let me tell you how huge of a recognition that Cass has just been awarded. Please tell us what is happening right here in Madison.
This is so crazy. I never thought anything like this would ever happen in my life, and it wasn't anything I was trying for. It just happened. So I've been blessed and honored with an art exhibit.
Yay!
In the main art gallery at the Madison Memorial Union downtown on Langdon Street. And this art gallery, it already started in honor of Pride Month. They kicked it off, and it will be going until September 12th.
Yes.
So it gives enough time for students, when they are leaving, they can see it, or if they don't see it, and when they come back, then they can see it. And I believe we're planning a big drag show with the UW to welcome students back. And this exhibit was presented by the Wisconsin Union Directorate Art Committee. But I started doing drag in the late 80s, and I'm very blessed to be able to be thriving and surviving and living now, you know, being diagnosed with HIV in 1995, there was still a bit of question on how long people could live. And I was a using drug addict at that time. And my doctor said, hey, if you keep living like this, I might give you 2 years. And there's something so surreal about giving a timeline put on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my God. And so I thought, I don't know. I don't want to go out like that. That's not enough time. And I love life. So, you know, I give thanks to God, who I choose to call my higher power, for giving these people in the medical field the knowledge to come up with such amazing, miraculous advancements in medication for people living with HIV and AIDS like myself, who strive and thrive and survive today, you know, and today I'm living. And real quickly, if I could just thank some people.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
You know, I would love to thank Anna Campbell, who is a professor of arts. And then, of course, there's Dr. Scott Seaforth. And he is head of Madison LGBTQ Archives Project as well. And there's Tony Wise, who is the advisor to the Student Art Committee. And then, of course, I want to thank my they-be, whose pronouns are they, them. And those pronouns are a real thing. And Julia McConaughey, she's the owner of Chrysalis Hair Salon and Resale Shop. She really helped me a lot. And, you know, the hands of all the UW people made this happen. And I couldn't be more humbled and feel more grateful. Like, what?
We love you. We congratulate you. Mm. And we cannot wait to see more of your fabulousness, when especially celebrating the month of Pride.
I love you too. I love Z104, and I love my Madison community.
Ah! See you soon, my love.
Mwah.
The search.